Hello, all you folks on Blind Cool Tech. My name is Richard Wells. For the next few minutes, I thought I might introduce myself a little bit and also maybe start a little series that I would like to call Richard Wells, musically speaking, Jack of all trades, master of none. And I would like to, you know, maybe discuss a few musical instruments with you and their abilities, limitations and abilities and capabilities and all of that kind of thing. I've heard some really nice stuff from Jim Fettgather on the DGX 500, which is a nice keyboard. The gentleman who did the Tyrus keyboard, boy, that thing is impressive. A lot of nice effects for guitar. I mean, you can hear the guy's fingers going over the frets as he strums. Nice thing. But what I want to do is do some things with some more traditional musical instruments. The one that I would like to start with today is the harmonica. And the reason I want to start with the harmonica, and of course that there are lots of different type harmonicas, but the most common is what's called the diatonic 10-hole harmonica. And it's the kind that you see at most flea markets or music stores. And it's the kind that most people play. The most common brands, the Cadillac, I guess, of the harmonica, would be the Lee Oscar. And Lee Oscar, of course, is a harmonica player, and a really good one. And he plays these diatonic type harmonicas. But there are some, you know, other types of harmonicas and players. Stevie Wonder most often plays a chromatic harmonica. And so what I thought I would do here for a few minutes is just demonstrate what it takes to play harmonica and what it is. And again, the reason I want to call myself Jack of all trades and master of none is because I don't want you to think by any stretch that I'm the big maestro and that I know everything there is to know about everything when it comes to musical instruments, because I don't. I play a lot of instruments, but I'm probably not a master of any of them. We'll say that right up front. The other thing that I would say about these harmonicas that I'm going to be using is, I was talking about harmonica brands. Let's talk about that for a moment. Lee Oscar, I said, is the Cadillac. The most familiar to most people are M. Hohner. And they come in several different types of harmonicas. But if you go out to purchase a harmonica, be sure that you choose one with a plastic comb. And one of the things that I don't like about the early M. Hohner harmonicas is that when it comes to like the old standby, the marine band, the blues, what they call the blues harmonica, is all of those had wood combs. Now, the harmonica, of course, is made up of several parts. The two little metal or covers, one on each side, and they're fastened to the rest of the harmonica by either tacks or bolt and screw, and you want to also go for the bolt and screw type if you can find it. Those are the two middle pieces, are the outer part of the harmonica. The next part in on both sides, on both sides of the harmonica, top and bottom, are reed boxes. And these reed boxes, one reed box vibrates when you draw or suck on the harmonica. We'll call that drawing. It sounds less tacky than sucking on a harmonica. And the other one, of course, you blow. And when you blow on a harmonica, then the other reed box plays. So, okay, let's see. Okay, we've talked about Lee Oscar. We've talked about M. Hohner. Another inexpensive brand is Wang. Wang, and they are made either in China or Korea, I forget. But the M. Hohners and the Korean ones, I don't like them as well because they tend to be flat. Now, if I'm going to buy a harmonica, I want it to be sharp, because you can lip a harmonica down, but you can't lip it up. You can't make it higher in pitch if it's not if it's too low in pitch. And so what you want to do is you want to go for one that a brand that tends to be sharp. Lee Oscar does tend to be sharp. Now, the price range of Lee Oscars are way up there. You will pay anywhere from $25 to $33 per harmonica. And the complete set of Lee Oscars, there are 14 in the set. There are, and the reason why there are 14, you know, as those of you who are musicians know, there are only 12 notes in the chromatic. But 12 notes, you know, 12 possible key signatures in the chromatic musical range, as you know. So the other two harmonicas, if you're wondering what those are, one is a high G, which is an octave above the normal G, and then a low F, which is an octave below the normal F harmonica. That is the Lee Oscar set. Now, M. Hohner, they also come in a set of 14. And again, I'm talking about the regular diatonically tuned harmonicas. I'm not talking about the minor keys and chromatics and all those other things. And so what these things are is they're also 14s now, but instead of calling them just high G and low F or whatever, high G in the M. Hohner, they actually have a high G, and they used to make a high A, but rather than calling them just high G or high A or whatever, they classify them as a piccolo harmonica. In the early days, they called them vest pocket harmonicas, and I learned about vest pocket or piccolo harmonicas actually from Charlie McCoy in his early days, in his heyday in the 70s. He was a studio musician in Nashville forever, and then of course he had his own career. They're recording with Monument / RCA Records in the 70s, and did very well for himself, and that's sort of he's the fellow, Charlie McCoy is the fellow who got me interested in playing harmonica. So anyway, I guess I'm trying to pique your interest a little bit. Maybe most of you, even on fixed incomes, you could go out and to a music store or flea market somewhere, and you could acquire very easily a harmonica for a pretty low price. Matter of fact, I was at a flea market last weekend here in the St. Petersburg, Clearwater, Florida area where I live, and called the Wagon Wheel Flea Market. You don't care about that. But anyway, there was this guy there selling these harmonicas called Johnson Harmonicas. And I was able to actually buy a set of 12. They didn't have the high G and the low F and all that, or the high A or whatever in M. Hohner E's. They don't have those. But I was able to buy a set of 12 of them, which is all the keys. In other words, you're playing with somebody, and they say, "Oh, I'm going to play in F sharp." You can play in F sharp right along with them. And there are a lot of ways that you can do these things. Now, what I want to teach you, or what I want to teach you, I don't know if you want to learn or not. This is certainly unsolicited. What I would like to show you or demonstrate for you is a technique called cross harping, and that is when you actually play in a different key from what the harmonica is in. In other words, if I want to play in the key of G, I always use a C harmonica, and you're going to see why in a minute. If I want to play in F, I want to get a B flat harmonica, and so on. If I want to play in D, I get a G harmonica. If I want to play an A, I get a D, and so on. So you see, think of it as a fifth note up. If this is D, this would be A, you know, like that, and so on. So let me actually get these harmonicas. These set of harmonicas are made by a company called Johnson. I've never even heard of them. And some of the intonation is not perfect, but they're certainly within the range of what I play. And what I like most about them, not only do they have the plastic comb, By the way, did I finish telling you what the about the parts of a harmonica? The outer case, the outer metal casing, the reed boxes, and the middle is the comb. The comb is the area that you blow on. It's or and draw, blow and draw on. And so that's the comb is what you're after. And that comb needs to be plastic. The reason is wood combs tend to swell. And as they the more they swell, the more reed constriction and the more airy the sound gets. I'm going to start here with a C. You'll it seems like for some reason when you go to these flea markets or whatever, or you go to these music stores, the most common keys they have are C and G harmonicas. And again, if you want to play with anybody at any time in any key, you have to have at least 12. And it's possible, by the way, to play in really three keys on a harmonica, because not only can you play in its native key, but you could also play in its cross harp key, which, you know, in the case of a C harmonica would be G. But then you could also play in E minor, and I'll show you how that works as we go along. Now, again, this is just a regular diatonic harmonica. And I'll just go through the notes quickly just to show you what they are, and you've probably seen them, you've probably heard them or played them. Wait. Anyway, and so on. Just a plain old harmonica. Now. Now there are a number of these notes. There are actually eight notes total on a standard diatonic harmonica that are bendable, that you can actually bend and play them as bent notes. And these bendable notes, six of them are drawing, two of them are blowing. And if you try to bend any other note, basically either nothing will happen, or you'll just get a high squeak. The rule is, on a diatonic harmonica, the first four drawing, you can bend. Those first four will bend. The fifth one will not bend. The sixth one will bend. Those are the only six, the only five really drawing that really bend. The other notes just won't bend. Now as you go up, the next to the last two notes on the harmonica blowing will bend. Those two will bend. Now they have different. Each note has a different. Level of bendability. For instance, the first note will only bend a half a step. If I play a D, a low D, which is on a C harmonica, that would be the first hole drawing on the hole. And if I pull it down, it only bends a half a step. Now the next note drawing, which is would be G in this case, will bend a complete whole step. The next note, B, will actually go down a full minor third. You don't do that very often, but if you ever needed to, you could pull it down a minor third. So you could pull it down that far. The fourth note will only bend a half a step again. So D will bend to D flat or C sharp, however you want to think of it. So you got, and then, and from that you can build almost anything. Now, we don't want to forget about the sixth one because it also bends. And it bends pretty much a half a step as well. So, from that, you can play any style that you want to play. You can play blues. Or you can play smooth country, gospel, or whatever. So you can do anything you want with these things. You can play any kind of style that you want. Now, what you will hear the old-time people play is they will use their tongue. And by the way, let me say this about that. The difference between a harmonica and a French harp is the way you play it. And in the old days they called this thing the French harp, and they would all tongue it. They would just go. You know, whatever. And it's kind of a neat sound, but it's not commercial. It's not. You don't hear that in the recording studios when you hear, you know, either an old country song with a harmonica part or nowadays you hear it more often in Southern gospel. So that's kind of where we are with that. Now, let me try to explain, if I can, how to bend a note. How do you bend a note? And again, I want to mainly concentrate on these six. So, all right, so what you want to do, the way you bend the note, is you're drawing on the harmonica, you're sucking, and then you want to add to that kind of a sucking straw motion. Matter of fact, you can actually start a note already bent if you want to. You can actually start the note already in a bent state. You don't have to go. You can actually start it down. You can do anything you want to. Now, okay, now, how to bend a note. How to bend a harmonica note. You want to add to this drawing that you're doing, you're actually just sucking in, you know, inhaling with your lungs. I guess Bill Clinton couldn't play a harmonica because he can't inhale. Anyway, that's why he plays saxophone. We'll talk about saxophone next time, maybe. Here's the deal. To get our harmonica to bend, you literally start this sucking motion like the same muscles you use in your mouth to kiss or to pull a straw, or like to suck on a straw, and you add that to the drawing motion. If you were whistling, the whistle would go down. You know, in other words, if I were to whistle, as I pulled my whistle down, as I moved those muscles in my mouth to make the whistle go down, that's how you bend the note. Now, I mentioned that in a C harmonica, you're playing in G. So, in other words, when I played Amazing Grace a while ago, or when I played all this blues stuff, I'm actually playing, though I'm playing a C harmonica, I'm actually playing in the key of G. Now, you could also play, and with this same harmonica, I could play in E minor. The reason for that is just because of the note configuration. And see, as you learn where the notes are and where they take you, when you bend them, You can actually play really almost any song you want. And what's cool about this is if you run out of notes on one of harmonicas, there are songs. For instance, if I wanted to play the song Danny Boy, I would actually get two harmonicas, and I would play. I would actually play the chorus, the verse of Danny Boy on one harmonica, and then I would go to the to play the bridge. Let me illustrate that for you right quick. Quickly here, and then we'll but actually before I do that, let me illustrate how you can play in a minor key. In this same C harmonica that I have in my hand, I can play in the key of E minor. And I could play, for instance, The House of the Rising Sun, which is in a minor key. Normally, I think the Animals did it in A minor, but for this argument, we'll do it in the, if I were going to play an F in the key they did it in, I would actually use an F harmonica to do that, because think of it as a minor third up from wherever you are. So a C harmonica, minor third up, or I'm sorry, think of a major third. Major third up from where you are. So a major third from C, of course, would be E, in this case, E minor. That wasn't the perfect rendition, but it gives you the idea of what you can do. Now, the Danny Boy illustration. For the sake of this thing, and because again, you want to make sure that you can keep all of the notes in the right registers. What I will do here today is I will pull out actually two harmonicas. I'm going to for this. Example, I will play Danny Boy. Let's say in the key of F. That's the key Charlie McCoy did it in. If it's good enough for Charlie, it's good enough for me, right? So if I'm going to play Danny Boy in the key of F, I need two harmonicas. I need a B flat, and to play an F. And I also need the key of F. Okay, now. Here's the verse. Now it's time to switch harmonicas. So I put that one down. I pick up the F harmonica, and I begin to play the bridge of Danny Boy. The last part of the bridge, I have to pick up the B flat again. Again, this is not a master recording session, so I would have certainly punched in a lot of that. But anyway, that kind of illustrates what one can do for just a few dollars. How much music you can make, with just a simple harmonica or two or four or 12. I hope this has not been a boring podcast for you, and maybe we can get together again. and do another one. If you're listening to this at a faster speed, say on your book port or something like that, you might want to consider re-downloading this podcast, play it as music so that you can slow it down and actually hear what I'm doing with the harmonica. If you have any questions about playing harmonica or whatever, again, I'm not an expert. I'm not the best harmonica player on the planet by any stretch. But if you've heard something that piques your interest and you have questions, you can certainly reach me at my email address, which is richwells, RichWells, one L, at myfreedombox, that's MyFreedomBox, one word, .com. If you would like to contact me personally, the easiest way to get me is on my cell phone. My cell phone number is area code 727-452-2504. That's 727-452-2504. In the next few podcasts, we'll be looking at some other instruments, maybe the clarinet, the saxophone, and maybe even the bagpipes. We'll get into a little bagpiping here in a few weeks here. And if there's interest, if there's any kind of comments on this, if there's any interest in this type of thing. And I would say in closing that I've heard a lot of interesting podcasts that and things that I didn't at first think that I would be interested in. I was extremely interested, for instance, in something that I had no idea that I would be interested in. Tiffany Black did a podcast on fizzy baths, making a fizzy bath. Never thought of that. And I have a nice big jacuzzi here. And Tiffany, I may be getting in touch with you to find out a little bit more about that. It sounds like you've gotten into this quite a bit, and those are some of the things that I've heard. Missy Hopp's podcast I've heard and enjoyed with interest. Very sorry about the Alva 280. I wonder if we might could use the old Alva virtual driver that emulates parallel to serial to get that puppy going, since it is a parallel only braille display. Many of the other podcasts, of course, all of Larry's escapades I've heard and enjoyed, and maybe I'll talk a little bit more about myself as we go along, and where I came from, how I got to be where I am now, and all of that is in the next podcast. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed your quick expose through the world of harmonica.